This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Engidlalile yakhe ke uLerato. Bengibuza ukuthi what made people feel free in posting other people on their weakest point, and why have we normalized it as a society? So hey bafowethu, abantu bakhuluma izinto ebaleke kakhulu. Omunye uthi, I think people feel free to post others because social media has made us forget about humanity.
Yeah.
We want likes and share more than we care about people's dignity. Sifuna ukubukwa usho ukuthi hey lo muntu unozwelo nami uzobuya ngisizwe yabo.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So omunye uthe, we've normalized it because we laugh at memes and trending videos, forgetting that behind every video there is a real person suffering.
Yo.
Ubani igama lakho? Sibusiso.
Sibusiso.
Lo ngimfune ekuqaleni uzanele.
Well, on my side, uAndile uthi yena, honestly, the problem is we see content first, not human beings. So people would rather go viral than be kind. I think he's speaking to the fact that more one at that situation, you're thinking of content first rather than the person that you're helping.
True. Ucabangela wena your followers. You think of your followers.
Yes, exactly. Yo.
Engeke bafuthi. Lento ibhlungu ngempela. Let me check. Oh, khona ba comment based on lokuzana ka on the video ka Lerato. Uthi I agree with Lerato. Artists need to protect one another. Once the fame fades, the industry doesn't care, and it's sad when their struggles are tuned into umgosi.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, ayikiking. I think ukhona umvelo that side. I was just to wrap up into besikhuluma ngayo ke on the sport, because we had a 20 minute of non-stop music. Minister of Sport.
Yes, thank you very much, Lindelo. Because of time, ngiyabona ukuthi news is going to be very soon. We're going to be very brief. But right now with me, I do have Professor Nceba Galini, who is the from Discipline of Traditional Medicine at UKZN. And he is joining me live right now on MET Radio. Prof, welcome to MET Radio.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. And greetings to the listeners of MET Radio.
Yes, maybe just to kickstart things off, maybe can you briefly tell us about your journey in the field of traditional medicine, maybe from UKZN?
It started in the year 2000 when the medical school decided that they want to integrate traditional medicine in the training of doctors. Then we built a relationship with the Ambelabs, and then from then we're focusing on training, but then healers also wanted their own training. On top of that, they started to share their products with us for that we can also test them. And that's been now, that's where we are at the moment. We are preparing to do a phase one clinical trial for an HIV cure at this stage, but we're also working on cancer and diabetes.
Wow, that is amazing. Maybe if you can also share with us maybe what inspired you to take this path, because you've been at the forefront in advancing traditional medicine.
I honestly don't know. I was interested in indigenous knowledge, primarily, not necessarily traditional medicine. But when at the medical school they wanted now to start a program with traditional healers, then they asked me to be involved. And my life has changed since then.
That is amazing, Prof. Maybe before I let you go, because of time, and maybe you can share with us maybe what are the necessary what safeguards are necessary to ensure that indigenous knowledge is protected and not exploited in the process of integration.
Look, we do have laws in South Africa that safeguard that. There is an Indigenous Knowledge Act. There are a number of laws that protect that. But the most important one, beyond laws, is people who must have integrity, must have ubuntu, because to do ethical research is very important. And some of those things you are taught at home.
Yes.
Those values. It's not something you can read from a textbook. So traditional medicine humble us, makes us more humble, to learn to work with people at their level, to respect their culture, because that's without that, we become thieves under the guise of science.
That is amazing. So maybe one last question. Maybe what do you think are the most common misconceptions about the traditional medicine in South Africa, in your own view?
I think the greatest misconception is the fact that we think if you don't have a degree at university, your knowledge does not matter.
Yeah,
and this is indigenous knowledge. You don't get a degree for it, but it's valuable knowledge. And I think that's what we need to appreciate. This is knowledge that has lasted for centuries.
That is amazing. Prof, because of time, we're just going to let you go. But thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.